Hi, good morning. I listened to the last episode, the first one actually. I noticed how my voice is like a bit, or the audio quality is a bit like rusty, especially when it reaches some highs. And yeah, probably I played a little bit too much with the equalizer, and I'm still at the beginning, so I still have to control this part better. But let me know in case you find some issues, some things that you don't like. Just let me know. I'm as I said earlier in the previous episode, I'm in the learning process right now, so I try to do my best to offer like a good time for whoever is listening. But I'm also learning, so it would be good to have feedback to get better. So yeah, here we go. So, hey, good morning. I'm already at my first coffee. Still Buntadi. They are not sponsoring me, but I'm gonna publicize them because they're very small. They're a very small company, and they make really, I think, the best coffee around my area. So I think they deserve to be noticed, at least. I don't know if they export somewhere else, but they deserve some praise and some to be noticed more. So yeah, let's start. I was reading yesterday. Well, I stopped using the socials recently. I stopped Twitter and Instagram because they're very dangerous sometimes. You don't realize, but you're really a victim of this. They manipulate you basically because you start your day. There are no problems. You start your life, you know, you do your things, and then you go on Twitter and you read something that makes you feel angry, and you start to feel angry for the next hour, resentful, or you have something to say because something is wrong, and which is normal, because there's a lot of wrong in the world. But it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, you don't have to be like 24 hours constantly outraged by what's happening. Like, you're doing your life. That's a really remarkable. That's a really a good goal. That's something that you should pursue more than being angry at the rest of the world that didn't do anything to you. So try to be positive and gracious, at least with your life. And I think this has a positive effect with towards the people around you, and that's already create like some ripple effect, some positive ripple effects, you know. So the people around you that you know get some positive vibe from you, they will also feel maybe better in their daily life, and so they also will spread a little bit more of this positivity. So I think it's important also to remember ourselves. If there's nothing wrong in our life, let's try to embrace this positivity and don't get poisoned by the online discussion, which is really poisonous sometimes. I don't have any better words to describe it. So yeah, I was reading things on the news, and I started to read on Reddit because anyway, that's a lot, an addiction. So if I stopped it, some social, if I stopped some social, I started some others. So whatever, but at least it's not that intensive. I don't comment. I'm just very passive on it. I just read things, the news basically, and it's good to keep in touch with what's happening in the world. And basically I was thinking about, you know, all this mood of things. There are a lot of problems, a lot of issues where there are many opposite sides, many opposite views, and they seem to be like, they can be unreconcilable. They can't talk with each other. They have like really opposing views, which I don't think is true. It's more like polarization that is in people's mind. But if they actually talk with each other, I think they could actually find some common points. It just that this never happens, you know, like people just talk with people of their own echo chamber, and they pretend that people of the other echo chamber are like enemies and against them. So I was really reading some these opinions, and I was like really observing what was happening in the online communities, and I was really thinking, like, since I started this podcast yesterday, I really thought that I want to create a more simple, basic space for everyone. So, I mean, there are many problems around the world, but I just want to keep at least this space, my own space, with people that are like brave enough to listen to me. At least this space to be like free from all these issues and be much more simple. Like I accept, personally speaking, I accept everyone. Like you can be anyone. You can have a lot of problems, but I don't care. Like you're welcome. So as soon as you're like respectful to any other, I think that's the only rule I will ask to people joining this space. As soon as you're like respectful, then that's no problem. I don't care who you are, where you come from, or what are your beliefs. It's you, and I respect you. And especially, it's even more interesting if you have like different beliefs, but from mine, it could be like a good talking point someday in the future. So, yeah, I just really thought that we really need some more simple spaces, more basic stuff. We are way too much forward down the line, and we forgot how it is to be just moderate and accepting, and don't have so many, don't create so many issues for everything. It's obvious what I'm talking about, but it's like today everything revolves around race and sexuality and gender and things that belongs to ourselves, but are also like the way people disagree with. And maybe we will talk about these things singularly, but I mean, from my point of view, it's like it's really a non-issue. Like I don't see why people should, you know, fight over those things. It's really beyond my understanding. But anyway, that's how it is. So, well, thank you if you're listening, and I hope we can have like some good discussion from now on. moving on in the future. Okay, having said that, what else? My idea was to keep this podcast very, very simple, very basic, and just like some kind of journaling where it's possible to discuss what happened other days and basically the news and, you know, what's happening around. And I will use my point of view as a vector for discussion. And what happened recently? It's interesting. I mean, it's not interesting, but it's weird. But yesterday I discovered there has been a earthquake nearby in my area, and it's the second time that there is a mild, moderate earthquake around here, and I had no idea. People all around, they felt it, and it was also in the news. There wasn't any, you know, any victim. There wasn't any building damage. It was just quite a shock wave that people felt. And it's the second time that happens that I have no idea. I haven't felt an earthquake, and this thing is freaking me out. Because why everybody around is feeling it and I don't, and it's really, really weird. I mean, I shouldn't be like freaked out, but by that I mean it's like my house is supposedly like earthquake proof. But the problem that is not, like, it's a old house built in the 1950. I don't really think it's built with earthquakes in mind. So yeah, it's very weird the fact that I don't perceive earthquake waves. Like, yeah, it makes me feel so paranoid. Everybody, imagine that, like, everybody feels something that you don't, and everybody is like freaking out, and you're like, what the fuck happened? Like, it does make you feel paranoid. There's something that other people feel and you don't. You can't prepare yourself, you know, to what's happening. So okay, never mind. So yeah, I'm still freaking out about it. You see, second thing I wanna talk about in the news is well, it happened yesterday, and it's sad. It's the killing that happened yesterday of an Italian ambassador in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, and has been killed. He and also the driver and one of the military that was escorting him, and it was killed by some militia attack, or it was an ambush, basically, and some people with guns and rifles, they attacked the convoy in which this ambassador was in, and he got killed in the clash. And it's quite sad because first it really shows how dangerous and unstable the situation is in those area. We're talking about Virunga Park, which is in the northeast of Congo, and is a very like dangerous situation because of the of the many ethnic conflicts, and not only ethnic, but most of these conflicts are actually economical, because that region is very rich of minerals, and also those minerals are like coltan is the basic of it's one of the key elements for making an iPhone work. So the evolution from the old Nokia phones, cell phones, to the modern smartphones, it's also thanks to this material, the coltan, which is inside the electronic circuits of these new phones. And so, and the extraction of this coltan is a key economical aspect of those conflicts in Congo. So it's kind of a wake up call of I started the podcast before talking about keeping it simple, keeping it easy, but yeah, there are things that it's important to talk about, and like the fact that we use smartphones every day and we change them every year. I don't do that, but some people do that. And if you think about the impact that I have, that we don't see from our world in Europe or in the States or wherever you are, it's really hard to see the impact that you of those devices have. And this is just an example, okay? I mean, there are many other things that are similar that are extracted in some war-torn areas where people profit from, and they leave this blood behind, this blood history of killings and violence. So it's really a sad story. And also, I didn't know this person that was killed, but there are a lot of articles and news that describe his work, what he was doing. He was very young. He was a father of two children. So it's very sad. He was a good person, and he really didn't deserve to end up like this. So it's deeply sad for this multiple reasons. In case you haven't heard of it, just look up. It's now it's in all big newspaper like The Guardian and Al Jazeera and I guess New York Times. I'm not subscribed anymore, but there should be something talking about, some articles talking about what happened. And it's quite sad. It was quite an impact yesterday. Yeah. So that's it. That's it for today, I would say. it's enough. Well, thank you for listening. I hope that left you. We had a good time. You learned something, maybe. It's been useful for everyone. This time together. So for today, it's it. That's it. And let's talk tomorrow for other things. See you. Take care.